Blog Talk Radio. All right, folks, welcome, welcome, welcome to Madame Perry Salon. It is two 2018, Dos Mil Dieciocho. And as you might have seen on Facebook, because that's the only place I had time to share this, had a big change of plans tonight. You know, our guest was scheduled to be Beth Ogden, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, performer, absolutely gorgeous too, and super nice person as well as talented. Beth had to make a change because of, you know, show business reasons and different things going on. So we're going to hear her, I don't know, sometime back at the toward the end of July. I think I changed it to July 30th. It may change a little for that, but we'll have plenty of notice. And Beth said to tell you, she wanted me to tell all of my listeners that she's sorry to have to make such a last-minute change, and she promised you she's going to bring you new music, new information that will make it well worth the wait. And I believe her. In the meantime, tonight I'm going to play some music by a previous guest and some people who will be visiting again. If you have anything you want to share tonight, do you have a new book you want us to buy? Do you have an old book you want us to buy? Do you have new CDs? Are you on tour? Do you want to tell a joke? Do you want to tell me about a podcast that you're doing that you want me to share? Well, call and let us know. The number is 646-716-9922. 646-716-9922. 22, and that will get us right to where you are, and we'll be playing some music, and let me see what I've got going on here now. Oh, somebody already has some news. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Come on in.
Well, hello there.
I don't recognize you in the dark.
You better cut a light on then.
All right, come on in, introduce yourself to the crowd.
Hello, I am Vince Bryant, better known as V. Lee V. How you doing,
Vince?
Madam Perry?
Doing great, how
yep.
are you?
I'm great,
well,
and the
so
weather
glad
in
because
Los-
you know what? Listen, when I first had to make a change on the show, as you probably know, I had to make a last-minute change, and I said, anybody's got anything to tell? And I was looking, and I clicked your name because I thought, if anybody has got something going on, and I am talking going on in capital letters that we need to know about, it is you, Vince Levy Bryant.
Wow, thank you.
I'm following
I do.
You. So
I do. I was going to take a nap happened. Because I got dinner. I just want to say the weather in Los Angeles is beautiful.
You're in LA, and I know you're making things
yes.
happen with the movie scene and your music. You know, we had a show recently where you were talking about film, you know, doing scoring music for television and film and things, projects you're working on. And then the next thing I know, you're out in LA making it happen.
Yep.
I am so, Vince, I am so very proud of you. I really am. So tell everybody
Thank
what's
you.
Going on, what you're allowed to tell us anyway.
Well, I'm working on an indie film. We just we got greenlit 2 months ago. It's an indie film about the millennial scene of raves, the raves and the millennial scene. And it's starring some very fresh, new social media star faces and some bright, new music talent that's going to be involved in this film project. It's about six friends who meet on social media who decide to meet for the first time in person at a 3-day rave in Atlanta, and it changes their lives forever. It's a coming-of-age film, and it is called COA, Coming of Age.
All yep. right.
Yep. But I have to tell you, I'm listening to Beth Ogden, and I love her sound. I love it. I love her stuff.
Is she magnificent? Now, let me tell you, she's also got a backstory, and she doesn't mind me sharing, but I'm going to let her share it her way. But she's got a backstory you wouldn't believe. You know, if you watched that, did you watch that 7-minute clip where she says that when she grew up?
Her grandmother didn't want to teach her piano, and she saved up $1,200 and bought her piano. The minute I heard that, I fell in love with her. That's it. I mean, if there's anybody that I'm going to appreciate, yeah, I just totally went, oh, wow. That's
real people. You know what? There's
people
two
there.
People stories yeah. that reminds me of you and and Booker T.
Oh, wow.
Of Booker T and the MGs, because he was on NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts, and he was telling
wow.
the same story.
My brothers and I played Green Onions in a talent show when we were kids. I admired, I worshipped Booker T and the MGs. I've tried to play organ, all of his licks I stole, all of that stuff. Jimmy Smith and Booker T, hell yeah, and my dad, Joe Bryant. But I just want to say, Beth Ogden has a really nice, fresh sound that's great for cinematic, for music, for moving image. And I would love to talk to her at some point about some of her stuff, getting in some of my other friends that are doing indie films and episodic TV, you know, stuff like that. I would love to talk to her at some point.
You know what? I'll definitely make the connection for you too and make that happen, because
yes.
I think she,
yes.
she'd be very happy to collaborate or to share interest. And that's very generous of you, Vince. But
thank you. No, I admire her sound. Then I heard that backstory. I was like, well, she's the real deal. And she's in Nashville. She's up there with a bunch of my friends that record and do their thing and whatnot. But I had to call into your show. I don't know how long I can stay on, because I'm supposed to take a nap and go to dinner. I've been here a week tomorrow. It'll be a week. I'm flying back to Atlanta tomorrow night. And I'm going on a shoot, a pre-production and a shoot for a 48-hour film festival with Hakeem and Regina Nicole, yeah, Eyes on Entertainment. We're doing a 48-hour film. And then I come up for air on Monday.
All right. Well, I am typing this out on Facebook, saying that you're called from Los Angeles, where you work on this film, COA, and that you will have more to yep. follow and keep us up. All right, Vince, well, why don't you get your nap and go to dinner? Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for
you're
sharing
welcome.
This with us. You know, it feels
you're
like
welcome.
We're live on the road, you know, getting this from you. And again, I am so very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to stay in touch with you and let you know what's next and what's going on. There's a little bit more, but I'll save it to talk to you later about, okay?
Yeah. All right. That's right. Give them a tease. Give them something to look forward to. Thank you so much, sweetie. And I'll talk to you
you're
soon.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye. Oh, that
bye-bye.
Is so cool. That was our bye-bye, sweetie. It's so cool to have our friend Vince Bryant call in. He's actually there working on the film. I'm so proud of him. But right now, I think we're going to play Ricky Bird, I Prefer Waking Up to Coming To. If you got something to call, you want to talk about, it's 646-716-9922. And this is from Ricky Bird's CD, Clean Getaway.
to find a better me. But I was staring down the barrel of a loaded gun. Coming to life before waking up to coming to
no more hangovers. That's
life
right.
Before waking up to coming to,
and I remember what I said.
Life before waking up to coming to,
yes, I'm living the
life before waking up to coming to. Up to coming to.
They come from near and far, bad girls, talking about the sad girl. Sad, 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 sad girl. Talking about the bad girl. Now it's Friday night and the strip is hot. Sun gone down and they're out to dry. Spirits high, legs look hot. Do you wanna get down? You ask yourself who they are. Like everybody else, they wanna be a star. Bad girls talking about the sad girls. Sad, sad girls talking about the bad girls.
Bruce Sudano playing Bad Girls, but you probably recognize it because his wife sang it, Donna Summer. And before that, I played Never End the Rocket Century by Scott Helland. Scott Helland, you may know, is half of Frenchie and the Punk. Well, the punk half of Frenchie and the Punk. And they've been on here before, and we hope they'll come back again. And, of course, we started that with Ricky Bird. You know him. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from his time with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Was when he was inducted, and that's from his CD, Clean Getaway. I Prefer Waking Up to Coming To. If you remember, Ricky was on here in Madame Perry's Salon back at the end of November, I believe, of last year, and most of the sales of the CD, Clean Getaway, the proceeds go toward helping him and his outreach to work going out and meeting people who are in recovery from alcohol and drugs. He goes and performs to them, talks to them, tells them about what he went through getting there. And if you want to call and talk about something, maybe a song that meant something to you or a song that you've written, tell us what's going on. If you're sober doing something fun, hey, were you at Todd's Dock in Virginia last week? I have seen so many cool pictures and people telling stories. Apparently, that was an absolutely joyous event going on in the planet, in the universe at that time. So if you want to call in person and tell us about one of your favorite things, I understand that there were a lot of people there who were giving all kind of things going on. For Pete's sake, Prairie Prince giving an art class, Jesse Gress giving a special guitar class, Greg Hawks giving music lessons. I mean, and that's just part of it. Michelle Rundgren giving vocal lessons. Apparently there were all kinds of fantastic things going on, and people had a wonderful time. So if you were there at Todd's Dock, call and tell us all about it. Or if you've got, if you're an author that's got a new book call and tell us to buy it. If it's an old book, call and tell us. Same thing with musicians, filmmakers, everybody. You got something going on. We want to know about it. Share it with your friends here on Madame Perry Salon. As you know, I love you. We love you. We're all crazy about you. And by the way, if you've ever seen, you know, last summer, Denny Tedesco was on talking about a documentary he made about the Wrecking Crew, and his father was a member of the Wrecking Crew. I'm going to play a little clip
vibrations.
About that.
Right.
He
must have did 25, 30 seconds.
It might take 6 months. Yeah.
Some days that we worked 5 minutes, some days we worked 4 hours.
Yeah. On the same song.
We experimented, and they would ask me, well, what do you want? And I'd say, well, I don't know, you know. And we'd go home, and the next time we get together, then we'd fall together, and we'd do the thing.
3 months, 2-3 dates a week, but Capitol Records was picking up the tab.
And we liked to work for him. The word was, do you have a date with Brian Wilson tomorrow? I said, yeah, I do. Oh, good.
Well, Carol played on Good Vibrations and California Girls, and she was like the star of the show. I mean, she was the greatest bass player in the world, and she was way ahead of her time. She would play a tonic and a fifth or a third instead of a fifth, you know. She was one of the first bass players to start playing that way.
But he definitely wrote out some neat lines on the bass, like, for instance, I'd have never played that. I'll just go into this. That's a jazz walking line. You knew that this kid was into something really, really great.
The room had a spirit to it, with Hal being the leader, you know, and all the guys working together and thumping and pumping.
He would get things like he wanted to hear them, and when he got them that way, it was good. When I heard Good Vibrations the first time on the radio, it just blew me away.
She's somehow close to me. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
I remember Carol, though. I still have to remember, because her favorite thing, no matter what date we went on, after, would you like me to use my Beach Boy pick? And so she'd have pressed the shit out of it. This one.
She
and
picked it up on the way to the studio.
Right? And they're looking at this pick, and they're looking at her.
Yeah,
and
I, you know.
She was selling this shit like I couldn't believe. One little pick made this girl hundreds of thousands of
Wait, where did he go? They were just talking about her Beach Boys pick. Anyway, that's just some of the conversation from the documentary The Wrecking Crew by Denny Tedesco, whose father was a member of The Wrecking Crew. And you can get that video, Wrecking Crew. That's all you got to know. If you listen to it, if you listen to the music or you watch this, a documented Wrecking Crew, I tell you, it'll bring you to tears. It's brought many people to tears because it's the soundtrack of your youth. The Wrecking Crew was a group of musicians in Los Angeles, did a lot of studio work, and they are the musicians behind and sometimes the musicians instead of some of the most famous artists you've ever known. You might think it was one band or a particular band that you love so much, but no, it might have just been the Wrecking Crew with somebody else's name slapped on it, although sometimes their names were. They did get the attribution or the name credit for what they did. It was just a fantastic DVD. So check that out. And then you'll recognize, too, like they were saying in there, Carol Kay, the bassist, way ahead of her time. Some of the stuff she came up with was just out of this world. And you'll listen to that and recognize a lot of things. Again, The Wrecking Crew is part of the soundtrack to your life. Anybody who's pretty much over 30 years old, or maybe younger, a lot of young people I find know a lot more about music before their time than you would think. I know it's easy to think, and I've been guilty of it myself, that young people only know about their time music and made while they're alive that they're listening to. But I am finding that's not necessarily true, and I should give a lot more credit to young people. I learn about music that I want to listen to, new music, by listening to college radio. And again, sometimes the covers will be something very old, but they give a lot of love and attribution to musicians in the past. So, again, this is Madame Perry Salon. If you 646-716-9922. I want to thank again Vincent Levy Bryant for calling in earlier. He was just on here a couple of months ago talking about making music for films, television shows. Now he's out in L.A. He went out there to work on a project which was green-lighted. He didn't get the studio name from him, but the movie is called COA, Coming of Age. It's about some people who meet at a rave in Atlanta, and then they meet back again some years later. And I won't tell you what happened in it, but it's going to be pretty cool. And just very, very proud. You know, I feel like Madame Perry Salon is like a community family worldwide or galaxy-wide. And it's always fantastic when you hear something that somebody else has done that's been on here, and they come back and tell you about it. Like we've just played Bruce Sudano, Bad Girls. And right now there's a musical, Broadway, about Bruce's late wife, the fabulous, the magnificent Donna Summer. And I hope to get out there and see that next month. Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. Right now I'm going to play a song. This is something I don't normally do, but this is a song. Well, I'm going to play it. And to me, it's kind of an Eric Clapton kind of a bluesy ballad. But I'm going to play it. And then if you think you know who it is, if you think you know who this artist is, and if you call in and either guess or just call in, yeah, call in and guess or call in and get it right, I'm going to put you in for a drawing for some of the, for a gift pack. And it'll have some books that guests have sent me and CDs that guests have sent me, some extras, and some other kind of swag, and I will send you a goodie bag. So tell me, who do you think this is?
But I don't know who's inside. when I walk through that door. Tell me who am I gonna find?
All right. Any idea? Any guesses? Call in, message in. Who do you think that was? I think I'll probably tell you next time. And let's see. You know, so far we've only played, I've only played guys. I think it's time to play a lady singer. That's what we need now, a female vocalist. We need to bring some more female energy in here to keep me company. And I think it's going to be, let me see, I'm scrolling down my audio clips now, and, I know exactly who it should be. Our friend, Kelly Dwyer.
I want to get down, no need to get romantic. Let's get freaky, but there's no need to get tantric. Your GED is good enough for me, you have all your hair. I don't need a commitment, cause I just don't care. Just want your baby.
Give me your baby, so I can get to the dollar. Let's make a famous baby. There's a party in my panties and my eggs is hosting. You don't need a rubber, you don't need that rhythm method. I took a little test, ovulation detected, baby.
for the very first time. Madonna won't take it. Angelina Jolie's fine. Linda Blanca, you better get in line, cause only A-list celebs can have a baby of mine. Famous baby.
If she's right, Kelly DeWire, this woman is, she's a performance artist, musician, singer-songwriter, New York City. She's an actress. You've probably seen her on a lot of commercials, TV shows and things. And I think she is absolutely marvelous. I'm crazy about this woman. And a song, Famous Baby, and she's right. If Madonna won't take it, she'll give it to Angelina Jolie. I like that. Okay, well, this is Madam Perry. I've got five more. If you want to call in and make an announcement about something you got coming up, something you got to sell, something you're doing soon, a show you're going to be on, maybe you got a prayer request, a music or guest request, just tell a joke, just something's on your mind, give me a holler right now. Because I've only got a couple of minutes left. Now I'm going to play a guy, Shane Steadham, reading a poem by fantastic author and poet Bunny Goodjohn. The poem is called Association Time at the Blue Ridge Women's Correction Facility.
Association Time at the Blue Ridge Women's Correctional Facility, from Bone Song by Bunny Goodjohn. Deaf Brenda's telling us about the time her husband smacked her with a cockatiel's cage stand, how sound closed down that night, and yet her memory holds the parrot's scream. She recalls slow feathers, tiny gray curls landing on her yellow fun fur slippers. We lean in. She's telling our story, and we love how they all start happy with sass and drinks. She threw his sorry ass outside, piled furniture against the door, and then took her whiskey and the kids to bed. Slept sound despite the ricochet of words against the trailer siding. There is no recollection of clubbing him with the iron. But there it was, bloody, and shining on the deck. What can I say, she said, her yard full of police and plastic toys, her hands already clasped behind her back. Drink brings a crazy bitch to fuck up my life. My turn for tales, but I'm just here for plain old DUI. So I tell the girls of Rita, patron saint of suffering, whose mouth was home to bees that buzzed behind her teeth but left her tongue unstung, a saint I'd forgotten until Deaf Brenda described her tinnitus as a bee song. The rec room hums and we're all lost to joining drunken dots of our own blacked-out biography. We're haunted by mouths that have always swarmed with bees, homesick for a time when we were too blessed, too young, to know the treachery of swallowing.
I have to give a few seconds of quiet at the end of that poem because you don't listen to that and then just go straight into talking about anything. It's a very powerful poem. And again, that's from Bunny Goodjohn from her book of poetry called Bone Song. I highly recommend. And you can also get her books, The Beginning Things and Sticklebacks and Snow Globes, too. She's fantastic. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and close it out now. And I'm going to play one of my favorite UK bands, Liverpool, although these guys are getting quite a lot of play, quite a lot of, they're getting picked up by a lot of radio stations. They're on the BBC a lot, and I just think they're fantastic. And they are called Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, and this is not one of their newest songs, but it's one of my favorite, Lovers Undercover.